And as people in your neighborhood, and this morning I am joined by Lainey Stolkin and Justin Munier, and they're from Peer Players. Good morning. How are you both doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So I know you're in here representing Peer Players, and I know there's a big event coming up over the next couple weekends. And so what is that going to be? I know you're doing a stage performance, so tell everybody a little bit about it.
So the play is called She Kills Monsters, and basically, it tells the story of Agnes Evans as she leaves her childhood home in Ohio following the death of her teenage sister, Tilly. When Agnes finds Tilly's Dungeons & Dragons notebook, however, she finds herself catapulted into a journey of discovery and action-packed adventure in the imaginary world that was her sister's refuge. In this high-octane, dramatic comedy laden with homicidal fairies, nasty ogres, and 90s pop culture, acclaimed playwright Ki Gwen offers a heart-pounding homage to the geek and warrior within us all.
Well, see, that sounds interesting to me. I've always been into like the whole fantasy type stuff and Dungeons and Dragons. I never played Dungeons and Dragons, but you know, I've always been into that fantasy type stuff. So I'm assuming you two are actually in the play. I'm assuming.
Yes.
So what parts are you playing?
I am. Her name's Calliope, and she is a dark elf. And at this point, in this play, elves are supposed to be emotionless. So it's kind of hard to act and, like, have the audience feel an emotion when you yourself can't show emotions.
Yeah.
So I have to show it mainly with body language, and I don't really smile or anything because she's not really supposed to. So it's mainly, like, in the eyes and eyebrows is how you have to show emotion in a certain way so the audience can, and vocal inflection, too, for certain lines.
Right. And I'm sure that's difficult, but hey, that's part of acting, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so what role are you playing?
I'm Chuck Biggs. I play the dungeon master that Agnes, the main character, interacts with and is invited into this world. And also is kind of a go-between between Agnes and her sister.
Now I got family coming in probably this week, so we probably will go see it. What are the dates for the play showing?
We open Friday the 13th.
Uh-oh.
No pressure there.
Yeah, no pressure.
And we're going to run the 13th through the 15th, with 15th being a matinee. Doors open at 7 a.m. Show starts at 7:30 p.m. for the non-matinee days. Matinee's showing at 2 p.m. on the 15th. And then next week, Thursday through Saturday, we run the same 7:30. And then this Wednesday, if you want to get a cheaper preview into our show, we open our doors to an audience on Wednesday for $5 per person.
So that's when people can come on in and get a little sneak peek, the first showing.
Mm-hmm. It's the understanding that that's our first time in front of an audience, so if something's going to happen, it's going to happen
yeah.
that night.
Yeah, that's the night that you work out the kinks, so
exactly.
to speak.
And then the tickets will be $20 in advance for adults, $15 if you're a senior citizen, 62 or older, or a student, high school or under. And then if you walk in and pay for tickets then and there, it's $25 at the door.
Okay. So where can people pick up the tickets? Is there a box office there at the, cause I've never been to the Grand Opera House yet. That's why I really want to go to your performance this weekend or next weekend.
Oh, it'd be a good first one.
Yeah. Cause I've never been there. So is there a box office there that you can get the tickets?
Yep. The box office is usually open, I think about 5:30 on, days of showings, and actually all this week it should be open. You can also call them 605-224-7826. But the box office is in the same building. You just take a right instead of going on into the theater, which is at 109 South Pier Street.
So I understand the Grand Opera House has been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait to go in there and see it in there. I'm sure it's, like, really cool in there. And I haven't been able to see any of the plays yet that Peer Players have done, so looking forward to going and see it this weekend. Probably this weekend. So, once again, that's September 13th through 15th and September 19th through 21st at the Grand Opera House. right here in Pierre. And you can pick up your tickets. If you want to find out more about the play, you can go to pierreplayers.com to see the show times and everything. And I thank you both for coming on in. And as they say in the industry, I guess, break a leg.
Thank you.